Lot 3, the renaming the section of Illawarra Road at Perth to Oakmount Street.
We have public question time?
Yeah, we've got three items, so we haven't got any public questions. Councillor Goss has moved it. Moved the recommendation. Do I have a second up? We're just moving on. We have three items. And then we'll do planning.
So which one are we up to, sorry, Mayor?
Court 3, renaming the section of Illawarra Road at Perth.
You've got it?
Yeah, I've got to move, I've got to hang on a second.
Oh, I'll second it.
Councillor Lambert, any discussion? I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, carry. Work 1, grant funding for upgrade of Longford transfer station. Councillor Goss?
I'll move the recommendation.
Councillor Adams, any second, Mayor? Any discussion? Councillor Gaudino?
Look, I think it's good around recycling, but there's so many initiatives to do with recycling. I saw one the other day where those horrible white foam things go into the ground and stop there for absolutely years. Can come out, you can actually put in a machine and they squash them into little bricks that can be used for, I don't know. But they take about 20 or 30 times the size of them out in doing that. And I just wonder whether we didn't look at a few initiatives at the same time where that was possible to get in the deal as well. In processing the recycle in a more efficient manner or processing recycle items that we're currently not looking at.
What's here is really just about looking at the shed, and the works manager will correct me if I'm wrong, but as you'll note there, the last item there, a future development plan for the site will be prepared and will be presented to council in due course. So we're just putting this up to get the $100,000, but I think we need, as you suggested, we need to make sure that $100,000 or $200,000 is being well spent, and to make sure whatever shed we put in there can allow for as many initiatives as possible. We're going to use as a resource the current individual that's running the sites for us.
Justin Jones,
he actually does do that sort of work, looking at feasibility for development of sites. So we're going to engage him to do that, look at an overall strategy for the site.
Okay.
Bring back a plan to council.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Works 2, Illawarra Road safety issue.
I'll move the discussed.
Seconder, Councillor Calvert, all those in favour?
Aye.
And I move the recommendation, and it's pretty explanatory. What's happened?
Do I have a seconder for the
Councillor Gannon? Yes. Just briefly, what's happened is, Councillor Gannon had come past there just recently, and there was a minor accident there. But they put the entrance to McKinnon's Strawberry Farms business right on Bettina Road.
No, they haven't.
Well, that's where it's going to be?
No. Well, not to my knowledge, but I don't know.
It's not that covered.
So they should move it all down opposite Patina Road.
And it creates a situation, a dangerous situation, because as you're coming from Hobart and out from Launceston, and they merge just before you get there, and of course the speed limit on one section is still up to 110, then they're supposed to drop back to 100, but even going past there 100 is dangerous. It's actually quite wide, very wide there. Also, most of those, I understand Mr. McKinnon is also concerned about, because a lot of the people using and are people who are not used to driving on our road, not all of them, but a lot of them. It's very, very busy at the peak season. The other thing is there's no light there. The lights come a few yards back towards Perth and then stop. And it's very confusing at the night time, and particularly if there's during the winter months and so on. And of course the road suddenly goes from a two-lane highway coming from Longford to a width of about four lanes, because you've got the pull-off lane to go around into Patina Road, the one going straight past, then the one now in the centre, which would turn to cross the other lane going into the Strawberry Park. And so I can't understand why they designed it that way, so I strongly would recommend that you support that they send it back to the Park of Main Roads for a review.
Yeah, I'm happy to second that. I, as I said, came within inches of a serious accident there, leaving cancer here 2 months ago. It was just lucky I went incorrect side of the road and avoided an accident with a car coming towards me. And the car had problems going across Patina Road, and an oncoming car, because the length got him. One of the worst things there is when an accident's occurred and there's debris of vehicles, and the vehicle's in the middle of the road, and it's as black as black. It's pretty scary then to get into the vehicle and get the driver out, and then try to push the cars off the road with cars going past you at 110 kilometres an hour. So I think
100
kilometres
an hour.
Yeah, they do it.
Well,
I'm saying 110% over. So I think that it needs to be looked at. And I think there's also that wire needs to, it's dark and it's difficult at times with rain to see where it is yet. So I think the whole thing just needs to be reviewed and looked at. And I don't think just saying reduce the speed limit, that'll fix everything. Of course it can. But I think the whole arrangement just needs to be looked at better.
Did you have your hand up, Councillor Adams?
Sorry, I can't. Because of the size of the road there now, I think two lanes will, you know, on and off lanes will be what the engineers would have been talking about, thinking of. So I take the point on the line. I mean, that's pretty essential in the intersections.
Councillor Goss.
I just wondered, I had a look at the intersection and I can see the points that Councillor Paul was making. I just wondered that if it's going to be an exit site for McKinnon's property, then maybe the people that exit their property could go down to the roundabout, so they proceed, instead of turning back to Launceston Way, they have to turn left, back down to Longford, to come down the roundabout, to come up and to go that way again. And that's a bit like the, when they're doing the construction of the road, the trucks that were using the road, they didn't turn in and off the road, they went down to the Longford roundabout, did a turnabout down there, and came back up and went the other side of the road. And maybe those vehicles and other vehicles should be doing that. So from McKinnon's property out, no right turn back to Launceston. You've got to go and see the end of the roundabout to turn around.
That's the way they should have done it. They should have had like a slip road off.
Yeah.
Slip road off there. There's plenty of room, and your suggestion to turn around that can be resulted from.
If they put a wire barrier up there, they'd have to do
they'd
it.
They'd have to do it, yeah.
Wouldn't they? They'd have no other choice, but they'd have to turn back.
And a closing turnaround. But a slip road would have been far safer.
They need to do something anyway.
Okay, can I put the recommendation?
Aye.
All those in favour? Against?
Okay,
no public questions, but we do have a public a statement on one of the planning items. we're going to move it. Yes, Councillor Minnan. Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Right, we are now planning authority. Okay.
So the only statement received is in relation to Plan 8, which relates to 7 Acres Grange Street in Perth. Bill Midland's Council elected members, really Plan 8 plan application, PLN 200081, 7 Acres Grange Street, Tasmania. To all councillors, it has been brought to my attention that my private residential address of mine. Scone Street, Tasmania, has been used as the basis for written representation to development application PLN 200081. It highlights in item 10.4.2 sections A, C and D that 9 Scone Street Perth may be affected by shadowing from the proposed dwelling and shed. Also mentioning the distance from my fence to the dwelling. I would like it noted in the meetings of minutes of this meeting that I certainly have not given anyone permission to use my address in any way. I have not been consulted by any member of the public nor council planning development staff regarding this matter. Furthermore, I've signed the documents showing shadowing and position of the proposed dwelling shed, and I am not concerned with any aspect of it. There's been No correspondence regarding this proposed development. I feel if consultation had occurred and this was being made clear to all parties that I have absolutely no objections. As my dwelling at 9 Scone Street, Perth, is the only residence that could possibly be affected, I'm at a loss to understand why this representation has not resulted in myself being consulted, and why anyone but myself would be concerned with the loss of endless sites I have already. I would certainly hope that there has been no wrongdoing by any of the parties concerned. I would also appreciate a brief explanation regarding this matter. Thanking you, Ms. Diane Littlejohn, 9 Scone Street, Perth.
Thank you. Okay, planning one.
I move that you discuss.
Second.
Councillor Ginnan, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Did any of the officers wish to speak?
Ken, I don't believe the recommendation from the officers that matter be refused.
And a seconder, Councillor Davis, any more discussion?
Just on the parking, there's quite a number of these in Launceston, different car washes, and they have no parking there, with a lot more traffic than what we seem to have, and they seem common.
Councillor Davis?
I use them regularly, there is parking on top.
Wellington Street, you're not allowed to park,
I parked there on them yesterday.
There's a sign there that says no parking.
Not on the street, in the actual thing next to the car. There's a space between the building and the dog wash, and there is dedicated space for the car parking there. And I park there every time I go.
Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
For those against, put your hands up. Councillor Calvert, Councillor Brooks. The motion's carried. Planning 2, 55 Wellington Street, Bonfrey.
This is the library.
Do you wish to move to discuss?
No, Stephen.
Councillor Polly, did you wish to move to discuss?
I'll move to discuss.
Okay, do I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Yes, Councillor Adams. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Do you wish to say?
Just as we discussed in the workshop, we mentioned that there was a facility around the back of it. There was no need for this to occur at the front of it, and that we should be refusing it and ask them to resurrect or put in place the previous facility.
Councillor Davis?
Not happy with it.
Councillor?
Yeah, I certainly support that concept, and believe that we've got to take really responsibility for a building we own, heritage in the heritage precinct, really a part of our it's really a part of this town. So yes, I would certainly be supporting that.
So do we have a recommendation supporting that? We've moved to discuss, but we need a recommendation that supports.
We've
discussed. I've had to move. Well, what's the correct word for it?
Not be approved.
But we want the site
refused and reinstated.
Refused and reinstated. Okay. I'll second that.
And we would also list the refusal reasons, and which you've got listed there, sir.
That's right. So if you want grounds for refusal, impact on the heritage property precinct.
Yeah, they had us with respect. They did it for their approval.
Councillor Davis.
And it's done without the approval of the landlord, the building owner. If I were a tenant and when punched holes in the front door of the property that I didn't own, the landlord would have some reason to be quite fussed about it. So the way it should have been done is we should have been consulted as the owner of the building before any application was made to council.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 3, 847 Hobart Road.
I move to discuss.
Councillor Adams is seconding that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried.
Happy to move the recommendation.
Davis, Councillor Foley seconding. Any discussion? I'll put the recommendation then. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Okay, 24. 19 to 21, Longford Close.
Move to discuss.
I'll second that.
Councillor Boone, all those in favour? Against, carried. Now, Councillor Boss.
I'll move to discuss that, sorry.
It's already done?
Yeah. Right. I'll move to discuss we still haven't got a document on shipping containers, but why is this one different that this one's come to us? Is there some reason why this one's come to us? Did they put it in? Do they want to do it? Or,
put it there and do it after. There was an objector that you did stimulate.
So that this one, they needed a planning application because they're going closer than 4 metres to the back boundary. That meant we had to advertise it. We've got a representation from a neighbour, and that's why it's come before council.
Okay. Yeah. The other shipping containers in our municipality, if they meet the regulations, then there's no, they don't come to council.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So only because this one didn't meet the regulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
So if you reject it, it means that they can come back again and move it back, and therefore they don't need our approval. And so as we're on a matter of principle, we've been saying that there would be better planning for these. It's a bit of a group of we really use.
Councillor Davis.
If we reject it, then they don't even have to come back to us. All it is for 4 metres.
Councillor Davis.
I think I'll be voting against this, but that's against what I believe is good planning, having shipping containers. I see that we have got a good motion to go to the Local Government Association, and I'm really hopeful that will pass. This will change the neighbourhood character and takes away from the residential amenity by having containers all over our town and our towns.
Councillor Dinan.
I was just asking what the intended use of that is at the moment and what the duration of its stay will be.
As far as I know, it's for storage and there indefinitely.
Right.
Okay, no further discussion. That was a recommendation to
discuss.
Just to discuss, right? We need a recommendation. Councillor Glass.
I'll move the recommendation to approve it.
I'll second it.
Councillor Brooks is seconding it. Any more discussion?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Councillor Glass has moved the recommendation as is, and Councillor Brooks has seconded it. Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Aye. Against?
Aye.
Those against? Councillor Adams, Councillor Ganunan,
aye.
Councillor Lambert, Councillor Calvert, and Councillor Polly, so it's lost. So now we need another recommendation.
No, we don't.
Yes, if it's lost, we need a...
We've just got to give reasons now, don't we?
You haven't approved it.
That's right.
But you haven't refused it either. We need a decision. So if someone will have to put up a recommendation to refuse it.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a motion of refusal?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I'll move that we refuse to... permit this container.
And do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Councillor Polly. Any discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Davis, Councillor Brooks, Councillor myself and Councillor Boss. So that's moved. Carried. Okay.
We don't have to say whether it's painted or anything.
Okay.
Planning 5, 19 Sassafras Street.
Move to be discussed.
Okay. Have a seconder? Councillor Calvert, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Any discussion?
Move the recommendation.
I'll second the recommendation.
Councillor Colley seconding. Any discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Sorry, so just...
It was Councillor Davis and Councillor Polly. Beg your pardon?
Did you get any...
Councillor Gunninan. Councillor Gunninan, I didn't sort of see your hand, sorry.
Just a moment.
He was against it.
Yeah. Oh, I beg your pardon. Sorry, yeah. Okay, planning six, the draft planning scheme amendment, low density residential zone, southern Longford. Councillor Adams is seconding. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Davis and Councillor Adams. Any discussion?
I think that... sorry.
Yes, you are.
that deals with some of the issues that we've discussed in workshops and endeavouring to get to with Southern Auckland, so I think it's a good start.
Did you have your hand up, Councillor Vinny?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. 97, 158 Wellington Street, Longford.
I'll move to discuss.
Seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Calvert, put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
I move the recommendation.
Okay, Councillor Calvert and Councillor Davis are seconding.
I've got some issues with the understanding of the height. Just where we've now got another two-storey building. I don't know if there's any within the region. It's well sheltered, this house, but it's green, but it's changing the neighbourhood a bit with another floor.
No further discussion. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 8, 7A Stone Street, Perth. Yes. And Councillor Gunninan. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Just like to say, because we've had a letter read out, that anybody's got a right to object to a, in this case, somebody's address was used or whatever, but it's not for people to endeavour to take issue because somebody has objected. It's a part of the Act allowed in the planning scheme, allows for debate and discussion and for even negotiations if the people want to. So I'm concerned that someone's been given a hard time in this case because they didn't even put the objection in, but there was a misunderstanding that somebody thought they did, and that's a real shame.
Councillor Pinnell.
I think even more than that, I was talking about that point. In this instance, I understand that the person's had to rent temporary accommodation. Had this representation not gone in, then that, to me, am I correct, that would have been approved without that representation?
Yes, well, the recommendation
without going to cancel.
For approval, and it had not received representation, it could have been approved under the location.
Yeah, so I think that's, it's a pretty poor act, what's occurred there, but if that's legal, under that, which surprises me immensely, that someone takes your name, your address, and your opinion, well, different opinion,
mm-hmm.
and convey the wrong opinion to cancel.
Just to clarify on that, they certainly didn't pertain to be the other person in their representation.
No.
They simply stated that they believed the impact of that development would be on the adjacent property.
But that person had no issue with the tour, as mentioned, so again... I think that's the thing that, outside of this issue, that needs to be addressed in the future when you go to the GRT, because I think it's a nasty arrangement to be could occur in those circumstances. Anyway, other than that, I've got no issue with it.
Councillor Davis.
I have no issue with it at all, but to respond to those comments, it's no different to a member of the public putting in a representation against the development of Chief Bush Creek when the council's the other.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's no different at all. It's part of the planning system. Yes, it's unfortunate. Yes, you would like to think that people consulted, you know, with the owners of the property that was mentioned, but you can't stop it. I'm happy with the recommendation.
I'll second.
Councillor Polly. Councillor Adams, you wish to speak?
No,
you're right. No. Okay, any more discussion? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Planning 9 is the draft planning scheme amendment to a Thornbridge Road Cressy. Councillor Dillon is seconding. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I'll move the recommendation.
That's for Davis. I have a second that.
Councillor
Polly, any discussion? Councillor Dillon.
Well, I think we discussed at the workshop in relation to contribution to the concrete curb. Curb, etc. I'm certainly not against the motion, but I'm against that side of things in the comments we put in that motion. So whether you need an amendment, I can move an amendment.
An amendment if you wish.
And that that amendment just simply reads that contributions treat like all other subdivisions in the municipality, and the appropriate charges aren't paid accordingly.
With respect, that's not an amendment.
That's a change, complete change.
Complete change.
Yes. So we've already got a recommendation. You just need to vote against it.
An amendment would be potentially then, we suggested, as I mentioned in the workshop, that be a proviso that when and if the road were further extended for additional subdivision, that the landowner be expected to contribute in accordance with every other subdivision process.
You can foreshadow another motion if you wish.
I thought that the main part of this is that we're recommending that it goes to the Planning Commission with that item on there as well. So I'm still saying it goes to the Planning Commission, but it goes with an amended wording.
I'll second that amendment.
It's going to. I think we take out the strike offs, don't we?
Yeah,
you know, where they've struck out the.
So I'm still agreeing that it goes to the Planning Commission.
And you wish to amend the second part?
But I want to amend the second part of it, so it's not as complete. Okay, opposite. So, it's very similar.
Okay, that's an amendment. Do I have a second? And Councillor
Bush. That's an amendment.
Yep. Any further discussion?
Well, if you want discussion on that amendment.
Well,
I just think that, as I said, that you know, we struck a special deal here, but they should be treated like every other subdivision is in all the Midlands, and the appropriate charges, etc., apply.
So, are you on the wording of the amendment?
Can you get it read out, please?
I can speak while you.
So it's part one, and then part two of it.
Yeah.
Should just. Simply
read that. Okay, Councillor Adams is going to say.
My concern is that we will set a precedent, change what we normally do, and that will set up some longer term issues. So we will support the amendment to continue the practice that the Council has used in the past.
Okay, Councillor Davis.
They're not amendments. This is not
amendments. Well, it is. Councillor Finnan's only changed the second part of it. Mm-hmm.
Which is the second part?
The first part is that it goes to the Planning Commission.
Little works.
Sorry, I'm not clear.
Shall I read that?
So, Ms. Aitcher will read out.
That Council, in accordance with Section 39(2)(b), former provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act, forward the Tasmanian Planning Commission the following regarding the representation: that the contribution is treated as per other subdivisions within the municipality and be treated as such with the appropriate charges levied.
That's not amendment. That's totally different to the words. in the motion that has been put and seconded.
And can I just ask a question? The representation, that will actually go down automatically with it, won't it, anyway?
Well, sorry, Mayor, what we're saying, if that's what happens, in the first part we're saying we support the representation, and in the second part we're saying, but we think that the fees should be what they should have been initially. So they're two totally contradictory positions. You can't support a representation and then say...
I'm happy for the first motion to go, and then and if it's not successful, we'll put a second motion through
Alright, I will put the recommendation as it is, moved by Councillor Davis, seconded by Councillor Polly. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Aye. Against?
Yes.
Councillor Goss, Councillor Adams, Councillor Ginninen, Councillor Brooks, and Councillor Calvert, and Councillor Lambert.
Sorry.
So that's lost.
Sorry, I didn't get them all. Adams, Ginninen.
Adams, Ginninen, Brooks, Calvert, and Lambert.
And Knowles.
No.
No.
Okay, so the motion's lost. So now we need another...
Well, I'm happy to move the motion with the... The shaded part out and the draft that's been struck, 2.7, included, but I'd probably like after that part's included, is noted that it's as treated by all other subdivisions in the municipality.
And do I have a seconder for that, Councillor Brooks?
Sorry, I'm being really pedantic here. Can we be clear as to whether that first sentence is included or not?
Yes.
A payment of 900,000.
No.
It's got to be.
It's a contradictory motion.
Can I just have a
question?
Yes, certainly. So you need to keep the first sentence, which is that council in accordance with section 39(2), etc. I think you would have to get rid of the bit that says the representation makes a logical argument. What the Commission needs is whether you support the representation or not, and it sounds like you don't support the representation. So you'll need to say Council does not support the representation.
For these reasons.
Yep, and continues to support condition 2.7 and requiring a payment of 90,000.
Is that clear in the session?
Yeah, I'll check with.
Okay, well, I will put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Aye. Councillor Davis, Councillor myself, anybody else against? That's it. Motion's carried. Councillor Ginninen, move out of planning. Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Sorry. Move in a second.
Councillor Ginninen and Councillor Davis.
Thank you.
Now we're going to
need a
mover and a second to move into closed council. Councillor Calvert, Councillor Lambert.